When a mortgage goes bad, the lender can often write off the loss as a tax deduction. But today, the North Carolina House is poised to pass a bill which sticks the homeowner with a hefty tax bill if all or part of their mortgage debt is forgiven. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
First, some background. For a very long time, any form of debt forgiveness was considered income by the IRS, and it's easy to see why. Imagine if a rich uncle gave you a loan for $1 million and then generously forgave that debt. You still have $1 million, and Uncle Sam clearly wanted their piece of that action. Then, in 2007, the housing market started to crater. Some homeowners were stuck with huge mortgages they couldn't afford. Foreclosures skyrocketed. Enter the 2007 Mortgage Forgiveness and Debt Relief Act,
which is a federal law that allowed homeowners who were doing short sales and getting debt forgiven through other means to not have that forgiven debt be taxable income.
That's Darren Bloomquist, Senior Vice President of RealtyTrack, which tracks real estate sales and foreclosures across the country. When the law was passed, lenders were getting hammered, and something needed to be done. The law helped spur short sales, where homes were sold for less than the mortgage after part of that debt was written off.
Many people were encouraging short sales. Okay, this is a great solution to a problem of homeowners who have gotten in over their head and want to sell the property. But hey, if they get this huge tax bill on top of that, that's really not helping them out at the end of the day. And so that was in response to that.
So why the huge tax bill? Let's say you had a $100,000 mortgage. You sold the house for $80,000, and the lender forgave the remaining $20,000. Without the tax break, that $20,000 would be taxed as a lump sum payment, just like a bonus, thus a big tax bill. Flash forward to today. The Debt Forgiveness Act is still in effect on the federal level, but the General Assembly now wants their piece of that pie.
The mortgage crisis of 2008-2009, the short sales and the foreclosures from that, they've either refinanced or they've been foreclosed.
Republican John Zoka represents Cumberland County. He is a mortgage lender by trade.
What I am seeing, people applying for credit now, if they have issues, it's not from the mortgage crisis. It's from decisions in local market conditions, wherever they may live, that have happened since then.
Bloomquist from RealtyTrack agrees the housing crisis is largely behind us. But there are still plenty of North Carolina homeowners this could affect. Those who are underwater, meaning they owe more on their mortgage than their house is worth.
We're actually showing in North Carolina 10% of homeowners are underwater, which it's still probably a little bit high, but it's below the national average of 11.5%. And if we look in at Charlotte specifically, the percentage of underwater homeowners is at 8.8%.
A normal rate of underwater homeowners, he adds, is around 5%. And there are other reasons homeowners can seek debt forgiveness, like the loss of a job or bankruptcy due to, say, huge healthcare expenses. There's another aspect of this tax bill which affects far more homeowners. It would eliminate your ability to deduct interest paid on mortgage insurance, known commonly as PMI.
And that's a benefit that helps homeowners. It reduces their tax burden.
Al Ripley is the director of the Consumer and Housing Project at the NC Justice Center.
And if that happens in conjunction with having to pay this additional tax, then that, of course, is a concern as well.
A final vote on the bill is scheduled in the House today. It has already been passed by the Senate. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.